Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92 with George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy too.
Friends, this segment is made possible by Platinum Cadillac and Chevrolet in Terrell, Texas. Stop by and visit with my buddy, Mr. Justin Rudd, and his team of experts, and let them put you in a new Chevy pickup or a Cadillac or whatever you might be in the market for. Also, the Choctaw Hunting Lodge up in southeast Oklahoma. Check them out at ChoctawHuntingLodge.com. Also made possible by Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Well, folks, if you've hunted in Texas very long, chances are you have hunted exotic critters, exotic animals. Texas is home. It's well known for being the headquarters for exotics. Well, Mr. Ken Yancey, who is the executive director of the Exotic Wildlife Association. Ken is with us, and I thought we'd all have some fun and maybe learn a thing or two about hunting exotics in Texas. So, Ken, thank you for being with us, sir.
Yeah, Mr. Clayton, thanks so much for inviting me. Great meeting you at the DSC Summer Expo, and excited to have this conversation.
Yes, sir. You better just call me Luke. I'll be a lot more comfortable if you do, Ken. We had a good time. We were at the Screwworm Seminar. And that's where we actually met. I've known about the Exotic Wildlife Association for years and had a few friends that were members. But, so it's a big business. It's also a whole lot of fun hunting exotics. That's the way I look at it. But, you know, Texas is kind of ground zero for hunting exotics, isn't it?
You know, it is ground zero. Back years ago, the Y.O. Ranch coordinated with other ranchers back when cattle prices had gone down, and some of those folks had been to Africa and recognized the similarities between the Texas landscape and that African landscape, and thought, you know, boy, wouldn't it be interesting? We're allowing people to hunt on our property. What if we added some species that could be hunted and create some additional revenue? And so they did that. And as that grew, they recognized the need to get together in association and have a voice in determining how those animals on the free range would be governed and influenced by state politics. And so they formed EWA in 1967, and today we're about 1,100 ranches, mostly in Texas, mm-hmm. and about 10% of those ranches hunt. The balance are breeders and owners and people, conservationists, people that just enjoy the animals.
Right. Yep. Well, it's hard to, it's impossible to go through, especially central Texas, down hill country and all that, and not see a lot of exotic animals. So what do you think? Of course, there's what I call the axis craze. Of course, axes are beautiful. If there were one deer species, I hate to say it. I mean, I've hunted whitetail since I was a toddler almost. But if there were one species, that the axis deer has got it all. He's got the beautiful coat, big antlers, and the meat is good. But, you know, just if I think back like 7 or 8 years ago, there was a craze on axis deer. I know they're still very popular, aren't they?
You know, they're tremendously popular, and they're abundant, not just in high fence ranches, but there are significant herds that are free range. If you have a lease in Texas, I would bet that you've seen an axis at your feeder or walk across the road or something along those lines. It's extremely popular. And as you pointed out, it's a beautiful animal. And on top of all of that, they are really great table fare.
They are.
They are delicious. So a lot going for it. And, you know, certainly lots of other animals. Fallow is extremely popular, particularly in the breeder realm. I think, you know, we have animal registries, just like you register cattle or horses mm-hmm. or dogs or whatever. And our largest registry is the Fallow Registry. We have over 22,000 animals registered. And, you know, in the breeders that are really focused. They're producing fallow that are in excess of 500 inches. So Whoa. There's some gorgeous, gorgeous, huge animals. And a chocolate fallow, big palms, one of the most beautiful animals I think you see.
It really is. And, you know, I've got a buddy that owns a ranch down in East Texas. And he's, you know, he's been in the exotic business for years, hunting ranch. And back when there was a time when he had trouble getting access to stock, you know, and this, mm-hmm. his ranch wasn't big enough to perpetuate itself with, you know, raising access. But so fallow became very popular a few years back and still is. He said, I'm going to have some taste test, you know. Fallow, I mean, Axis is so good. Well, we know Axis is good eating, but he had some fallow steaks and some Axis, and he would compare, you know, let people do taste tests, and I don't think I could tell the difference either. Fallow are also excellent eating, aren't they, Ken? They're really,
you know, they are good, and you know, it's amazing some of these African animals that our members have are also really great. If you have the opportunity to have zebra, it's fantastic. If you have the opportunity to have eland or scimitar horned oryx, that's also a really delicious meat, very similar to the axis and other types of venison. And you know, the fact that these things are huntable in Texas, no season, which gives our hunters access to their sport year round. And at EWA, we're working to try to get some additional species off the endangered species list, or at least get an exception in Texas where some of these can be hunted. We did that previously with what we called the three amigos, which was the Dama gazelle, the Attucks, and the scimitar horned oryx. All of those are now huntable in Texas. And we have seven more that we're working on. Congressman from the Junction area introduced a bill, House Bill 2608, that removes these or creates that exception. August Pfluger did that for us, which we're really appreciative of. It's still kind of floating around in the craziness in Washington, but that would get the Arabian oryx, the red lechwe, the barasinga, and several other very popular animals off of that list from a hunting perspective. So we would fulfill our purpose of creating conservation through commerce, allow these things to be huntable so that their economic value increases, they're bred more actively, and the result is there's more of them. So we're big advocates of hunting, big advocates of animals being available and actually doing things in Washington and in Austin to make sure that that comes to pass.
You know, Ken, the oryx that you mentioned, not too many years ago, all that took place. And now, I mean, I hunt doing articles for magazines and newspapers, hunt a lot of areas in Texas. But the oryx were off limits. But, gosh, I guess it's been several years ago. But thanks to good conservation and breeders and all, they're very common on a lot of ranches, aren't they?
They certainly are. And not only are they common here, but EWA participated with a group that sent oryx, scimitar horned oryx, back to their native country to repopulate the wild populations. That was led by one of the crown princes, which makes it a little bit easier to get things done, certainly.
Yeah, yep.
But EWA members contributed specific animals that had specific genetics that could go back to their native land, home country, be repopulated, and that has been very successful. There are now thousands in the wild, and as a result of some of the work that we participated in.
Ken, is the bison, buffalo, is that considered, well, it's, I don't know if we would consider it an exotic, but more and more ranches that I've been on have buffalo available now to hunt, you know?
You know, there's a lot of buffalo around. You see it around the hill country just driving. You can look across.
Yep.
fences in there, gorgeous. They're very majestic. They are not considered exotic. They're certainly native to the U.S., but a lot of people have them. And like I said, they certainly are gorgeous and also really good table fare for someone that interested in a really big trophy or in a management animal that can fill the freezer, certainly.
You bet. I hunt a lot up in southeast Oklahoma. The Choctaw Nation is one of my sponsors, has been a long time. And they have the Choctaw Hunting Lodge up in southeast Oklahoma. And they're big on bison. So I had Larry Wysoon and I have a program coming up there in Dallas at the Dallas Safari Club, some bison burgers. And the bison was taken by Mr. Steve Hornady back in the late winter. So we're going
terrific.
I absolutely love bison. And folks that have never tried it, man, it's really, really good. And you get one of those things down, you better have a big freezer or three or four small ones. You know,
yes,
Ken.
Sir, or a few friends would benefit from that. So
exactly,
they are gorgeous, and yeah, there's so many buffalo species around, and EWA members, we're beginning to see a lot more Cape buffalo.
Yeah,
in Texas now, you know, it takes a little bit more to own and raise and keep them in a pen. They're a good bit bigger and a good bit more aggressive, but. As I understand it, as long as you don't press them and don't get them nervous, they're fairly easy to raise. And again, beautiful animals, very majestic. And there's certainly a good population of those in South Africa, but it's nice to see that growing here. And we're going to be adding Cape Buffalo to our registry here before too long. So we're excited about that. And lots of species. Black buck is becoming very popular for breeders. You know, what a gorgeous little antelope. These long, tight curls and wide horns. They're really beautiful. We're seeing more gazelles. We're seeing more impala, a lot of eastern impala, and also the sable. Mm-hmm. Is becoming a very popular breeding animal, and they're certainly expensive, but are really gorgeous with that, you know, black with that white basque and those horns that curve back over their back. Just really, really, again, a beautiful, beautiful animal.
They are. Well, Ken, I could spend about 4 days talking with you, and I want to get you back and talk some more, share some information on exotic hunting here in Texas, but I would like you to invite people to learn more about the association, the Exotic Wildlife Association. Maybe invite them to the website where they can learn more about it.
You know, we would love that. If you have any interest in learning about exotic animals, it's myewa.org. That's myewa.org. Visit our website. We have a newsletter that you can sign up for. We'd love for you to participate in that. We'll keep you informed through that. And if you choose to join, we'd love to have you as well. And you don't have to be a hunter. You don't have to be an animal owner. You can just be interested and still join and support. And we'd appreciate that.
Well, that's awesome, Ken. And thanks again for being my guest.
It's a pleasure, Luke. Thank you.
Folks, I want to tell you about one of my long-term partners, and that is Pyramid Air. The website is pyramydair.com. They're a one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Big bores, little bores, PCP guns, Springers, you name it. All different brands, some great air gun supplies, but also a whole lot more. Archery, ammo, optics, shooting and outdoor gear, action sports, all this stuff can be found right there and ordered through Pyramid Air. So remember, go online to pyramydair.com.